Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And I'm canceling my trip to Germany and Africa. I just don't think I can be out of the country at this time. We're going to stay focused on what's ahead of us right now.
President Joe Biden is canceling international travel ahead of the landing of the Category 5 Hurricane Milton. He emphasizes the need to stay in the U.S. to manage the situation. Governor Ron DeSantis says nearly all of Florida is under an emergency declaration, with the huge and intense storm likely to cut right across the middle of the state. He praises the federal help they're getting.
I've spoken to the president and FEMA. We still have 51 counties that are under a state of emergency. This storm is going to go across the Florida Peninsula, and it's going to exit on the east coast of Florida into the Atlantic Ocean, likely still as a hurricane.
Former President Donald Trump is fending off charges from a new book by Bob Woodward. The longtime Washington Post journalist charges that Trump still regularly speaks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and in 2020 sent Putin COVID tests then hard to get in Moscow. Trump's campaign says the stories were made up by Woodward, who they call a deranged, demented sleazebag. At the Supreme Court, Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued firearms laws should apply to ghost guns. She says the weapons easily assembled from kits are showing up at crime scenes, but sold without background checks and impossible to trace.
They claim that if a firearm isn't 100% functional, missing just one hole that could be drilled and immediately assembled into a working gun, that can be sold to anyone online, no background check, no records, and no serial number.
Early voting has started in Arizona, and Democrats are working to turn out the state's Native American 6%. Peggy Flanagan is a member of the White Earth Chippewa and would move up to governor of Minnesota if Tim Walz becomes vice president. She says the Native vote could again be crucial in the Southwest battleground.
In 2020, we watched it come down to Arizona, and I know how powerful the Native vote was in that election, and I anticipate that the Native vote will turn up and turn out yet again.
Senator J.D. Vance, the GOP vice presidential nominee, will rally voters in Tucson today. Voting rights groups in Nevada are campaigning against a ballot measure that would require a government ID to vote in person and additional documentation for mail-in ballots. Supporters say it would restore confidence by preventing fraud, but given the cost of getting an ID, some call it a modern-day poll tax. Ather Hasibullah with the ACLU of Nevada says fraud is being used as an excuse for voter suppression.
Stringent voter ID requirements nationwide have created a greater risk of voter suppression than they have of potentially addressing voter fraud, which is non-existent.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.